this is a subject that I take very seriously, and I want everyone to take this subject seriously. And I'm so glad we have with us tonight an expert in this arena, someone who's doing the hard work, the heavy lifting, and something that on a topic that to me, it should be our one of our number one priorities, maybe in our top five priorities as a nation, to end the practice of human trafficking. So Jeannie Allert is executive director and founder of the Samaritan Women's Institute for Shelter Care. And I'm sorry, it's Jean Allert. Jean Allert, executive director of and founder of the Samaritan Women's Institute for Shelter Care. And there's a Light the Darkness campaign. Jean, thank you for joining us tonight. Tell us, what is the Light the Darkness campaign?
Oh, thank you, Stacey. So Light the Darkness is a national simulcast that we host annually now. And it is meant to bring some good news to this very dark topic. What we want to do is we want to shine light on the good works that are happening across the country, the service providers, like you say, the people that are in the trenches that are doing this work day in and day out, and it's very difficult, but we want to draw attention to these good works, and we want to use that as an opportunity to call other people to engage.
So the issue here is that Americans need to be more aware of the prolific nature of human trafficking. Do you have any statistics or things that you can share with us that can kind of give people an idea of just how much human trafficking is going on in the United States?
Yeah, it's an elusive crime to identify because much of it occurs in the shadows and in shrouds of secrecies. And we don't have good systems across the United States for not only capturing data about them, but we're also learning that the few of these cases that go to trial, they might get charges dropped, they might get pled out for other charges. And so that doesn't help us to get good numbers. But I'll give you one illustration. A couple of years ago, the University of Texas at Austin did a study just on that state alone. They identified about 300,000 individuals that were being exploited, the majority of which were labor trafficking, but they estimated 79,000 children just in that state at risk for sexual exploitation. And so if we imagine that multiplied out across the United States, it gives us a pretty good idea that we're dealing with a crisis.
Wow. So that those numbers are staggering. And so the campaign that you're running, first, before we talk about the campaign in a little more detail, talk about the Samaritan Women's Institute for Shelter Care. What happens there? And is this just one location, or tell us all about it?
My pleasure. The Samaritan Women started in 2007 in the Baltimore, Washington area as the first long-term restorative care program in the Mid-Atlantic. That was back in the days where there were very few of us who were engaged in the work of caring for survivors. Over a decade of doing that work and taking referrals from across the country, we began to learn a lot about the landscape and about victimization, and we built a care model. And we began to get attention for that care model, people wanting to come learn from us and have us mentor them. So in 2018, we made a pretty courageous move, and we decided to suspend direct service and create the Institute for Shelter Care, which now is an entity that does research on this topic, looking to close the gaps in care across the United States. You know, your listeners might find it interesting to know that there are only 218 shelters that specialize for victims of trafficking across the entire country. There are 9 states that don't have any shelter at all and 8 states that have only one. So we have a lot of gaps in terms of service, and we know that there are survivors in every state in the nation. So our mission is to try to close those gaps by raising up new shelters in areas of great need, and then through research and through training and mentorship to improve the quality of care so that we're offering our very best to these people who deserve it.
Wow. So that's an amazing organization that actually helps women and the young girls that are in this situation. So I'm on your website. It's thesamaritanwomen.org, thesamaritanwomen.org. And you have the Samaritan Women Institute for Shelter Care, and it's Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month. So what usually happens across the country during the month where we're trying to basically shine a light on this?
Well, in January, we usually get a proclamation that it's Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and so governors or the president will make a proclamation to reiterate that point. But a lot of these agencies use that as an opportunity to draw attention to the issue, and that's why we host the simulcast in January as kind of a culmination of the month. We can, again, showcase what's happening across the country. You know, I think a lot of people misunderstand and they think that what we do is very secretive, and it need not be. We're trying to help individuals who have been largely disenfranchised to reenter society and become productive citizens and to form relationships socially. And so it's very important that in the work that we do, it's a whole community approach. So that's what we're trying to do, is to make people better aware of the work that needs to be done and how they can plug in through volunteering, donations, civic engagement, et cetera.
Wow. And then Jean, I'm on the website. I've scrolled down and I see some familiar faces here. Secretary Dr. Ben Carson, who I've met on many occasions and interviewed. And then there's a number of other people here, like Luke Smallbone from For King and Country. I have so many of their songs on my phone. And then there are people.
He's wonderful.
Yeah. And I've heard of some of these people, just generally speaking. I know that the name is a little shocking, but I think that's the point that Annie Lobert has, Hookers for Jesus, Garden Gate Ranch, Brenda Long, Mirror Ministries, Tricia McFarlane, Yako Boyens. He actually came on the program and talked to me about human trafficking. He runs Share Together. So there's a lot of people on here that I recognize and maybe even had the chance to interview. And then you have powerful moments from the 2021 simulcast where we can hear from Luke Smallbone or Annie Lobert and hear what they have had to say about this. And then there's an opportunity to donate and become a part of this. So if someone's listening and thinking, how can I help with something like this? Because we do feel detached and removed from this issue, but it's going on in every city in America. So we're not really detached and removed. So what do you recommend to someone who is thinking, you know, do I want to help? Can I help? Well, you know, to kind of help them to understand what this means to your organization and the others who are listed here.
Well, certainly we hope that folks will tune in. This is January 26th, so just in 2 days, between 6 o'clock and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You can watch the simulcast. It's free. It's not a fundraiser. It's really an awareness event. It'll be streaming live on our website, on Facebook, on YouTube, and several other cross-posting sites. But we hope that you use this as an opportunity to realize that there's activity happening all over the country at different levels of engagement. We're going to have a team of people who will also be on the chat that will be sharing resources. There's also another section of the website where we list all of the states and how you can plug in with specific agencies if you look to get involved. So we're inviting people to host watch parties, to participate. You know, I'll tell you this one adorable anecdote that we'll be showcasing. Last year when we did the event, we had a woman who just had it on in the background while she was doing other things in the house. But she became so moved by some of the stories and what we showcased that when her husband came home, she said, "Honey, we have to do something." And it turned out they reached out to their church and they donated 3 acres of land. And now there's a new shelter home that's going to be built on that land.
Wow. So they just had 3 acres.
You don't know what's going to happen this year. We're pretty excited.
Okay, we don't. We actually don't know what's going to happen. And I think that's amazing. I think I love it when, you know, someone's just at home doing the things that you do at home, cleaning, organizing, you know, errands, and you hear something and that person feels moved to do that work. That is such a great thing because it means that people who are basically coming out of that life and they need care and they need to be not just sheltered, but protected and given an opportunity to heal. And a new shelter means that's just one more place they can go. Just one more place they can receive that help.
Yes, that's our goal. And we want to be standing in the gap for these individuals, for the women and the children. There's a long way ahead for us, but there's a lot of other things that people can do, whether that's offer employment, education, lots of different ways in which people can plug in. So we hope that your listeners will make the time to participate in the simulcast. Even if you're just having it on in the back of the room, hopefully something that someone will say will captivate your imagination on how you can get involved.
That's amazing. So I'll give you the final word here. If there's anything else you'd like to add, I have the link in the show notes over at stacyontheright.com. So if anyone's driving right now and you're thinking, I want to listen to this simulcast, but how can I get there? Just whenever you have time, navigate over to stacyontheright.com, and it's for today's show notes Monday. And you should be able to click right through down to her as a guest and click on her name, and it'll take you right to the website. Is there anything you'd like to add to kind of close out here?
Well, I'm just going to do a shout out because we have a map on our event website for all the places where we have people hosting watch parties and tuning in. And there's a few states we haven't heard from. So anybody from Oregon or Idaho or Utah, we'd love to have you jump on and register as a watch party.
That'd be amazing. So the website, let me do it one more time here. I was so excited to see. It's so easy to navigate, really open. So it's not like, you know, weird fonts and stuff. You have everything right here at your fingertips. You can click and find out more. It's the SamaritanWomen.org, the SamaritanWomen.org. And it's such a great thing to see the organization and the linking together of all of the different people who are working in this space. Jean Allert, Executive Director and Founder of the Samaritan Women Institute for Shelter Care. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight, and thank you for the work that you're doing.
Thank you, Stacy.